stuff in 2024.
That's okay.
Which is fine. We can't, you know, always be lucky to get grants, but hopefully 2025 we'll be back on the grant circuit again. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Do we have any things that we need to vote on today?
I think we are. I don't really,
because we didn't have to on the boat.
Yeah, as far as I know, on the boat. I guess you could go ahead and always vote on it if you wanted to. Without the, we don't have the final document done. But,
so we can.
So what you can
think?
Wait.
Should we wait?
And I don't know if we even have to. Tegan brought that up. Like, I'm not sure if we even have to, since you guys already approved having a document done,
okay,
and whatever, that approved that the boat could go travel. So it's scheduled to go up to Manila, up to that area of Daggett County for Labor Day weekend. And then it's scheduled to go to Green River about 2 weeks after that.
And that's indefinite at this point.
They said 6 months. Okay. We're hoping we can talk them into a year. Because hopefully by that time we'll know if it's going to Salt Lake or not. And I'm working on the cradle for it. And unfortunately they're going to have to tip it on its side to get through the door. They only have a single door in Green River. So I'm waiting for dimensions.
Are you trying to make a cradle so they don't have to?
I'll make two. I'll make two. Like, one, if they have to tip it, they can just roll it off the moving and storage cradle,
mm-hmm,
onto the second one. That's just basically furniture dollies with the board that's padded.
Correct.
Out, just to tip it to get through, and then it will tip back over, back onto the bigger cradle with the all padded out and everything for display.
That's great.
So
you're actually building that mount for them.
Right. So.
Are you also doing the verbiage? Their signage?
Green River is doing their own verbiage because they're making it more towards about the dam because of the celebration of the dam.
Okay.
So in.
So they didn't set
63,
up.
So in November of 63, so that's this year. Is when they started the turbines to generate electricity, and that's what their display or their exhibits about a lot of is the turning on the turbines of the dam,
okay,
the operation of the dam. And so they're working not only the Reynolds family but onto the dam part, so it's kind of a more
did the
flowing.
Reynolds have the boats pre-dam or just after?
Pre-dam.
Okay, that's what I was
so
thinking.
The building of the dam was the end of the river running.
Okay.
Because they ran the upper Green, which a lot of it is under the reservoir now.
Okay, that's what I was trying to, I thought that's what it was, but I just wanted to make sure.
And then, from what I understand, he couldn't get permits from down below.
Okay.
Because by that, you know, Hatch River was running then and stuff. And then they've just focused more on the Red Canyon Lodge.
Good. How's UMA? So, anything that we need to help you with?
So far, UMA, people are filling up. But looked like last time I looked, there was about 100 people that had already registered. A lot wait till
the end.
Figure out if they have money to come and come at the very end. So hopefully we'll end up with another 100 people. We still are, you know, 6 weeks out or 5 weeks out.
So is it middle of September?
It's the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Yes, and our museum will probably, we're going to be closed. Everybody here volunteered.
Are we signed up as volunteers?
You can sign up as a volunteer if you'd like to go.
Yeah.
We can pull you up on the,
yeah, I can,
the thing,
sure.
And you just have to do your time. So like I said, I had all these guys for when we have the workshop here in our museum, because we might have to break people up into different groups,
right,
that they're all on board here.